Cash, how's it feel to be back at spring training?
It feels good. It's a lot of new faces, a lot of new teammates, just kind of getting to know everybody. And, we got a bunch of new catchers in this year, kind of starting to build relationships and just good to be back out on the field.
Yeah, with all those new faces, does it feel different this year than maybe it did last year or the year before?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a different vibe in camp this year. You know, it's going to be a fun camp. But, you know, it's the first 2 days have been a lot of fun. And, I mean, just get your work in and get out.
I think, you know, fans, media, we talk a lot about, hey, it's a different vibe, there's all these new people, everything like that. But to hear a player say, yeah, it's a noticeable difference, I think is pretty neat. So how does it change, you know, things around the clubhouse and that kind of deal?
Well, I think it's just, you know, a bunch of veterans, a lot of guys that are, you know, established players that have come in. And, I mean, just the whole vibe as far as, you know, the attitude of guys coming in. And, I mean, it's going to make a lot of guys step their game up this year.
We talk about the catchers, and we've spoken to Derek Norris about getting to know the pitchers, and obviously Tim Fedorovich going through the same thing. What about from the pitcher's perspective, kind of getting to know these guys behind the plate?
Yeah, I think it's, guys' tendencies on, like, what they like to do and how they like to, you know, set up or call a game. And, I talked to Derek for about 10 minutes today afterwards and just kind of going over how he was asking me questions. I was asking him questions, kind of, you know, talking about how, you know, I like to, you know, kind of work through a game and how he likes to set up, how he likes to call pitches. Talking about when he likes sinkers versus four-seamers, stuff like that. Just kind of starting to get, dialogue on, pitch sequences and stuff like that.
That's cool. A lot of baseball stuff. Some personal things, too. I mean, you get to know these guys as people.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, it's I'm with these guys more than I am with my own family. So, I mean, this is my second family. And, you start asking, getting in about kids, family, how their mom, dad, where they're from, all that kind of stuff.
We know you're very competitive. You're very into it and everything like that. You ever, like, early on in spring training, have to put the governor on it at all and just kind of remind yourself, hey, you know, this is a long thing. I hope to be pitching in October. I got to relax a little bit.
Yeah, I think, as the years go on in spring training, you kind of realize, what you need to do to prepare for a season and what kind of work you need to get in and get done. And I think the biggest thing is just, getting the feel of getting back in the box and bunting balls and fielding ground balls. And, I mean, it can get the repetitions can get lazy, but it's just one of those things. It's short, sweet. Spring training is not too long. So, I mean, once the season gets going, you don't have to do all this. So it's just make the most out of all your repetitions.
You gave us a really exciting 2014. So what's the main goal for Andrew Cashner this year?
I think the biggest thing is just health. But, I mean, it's one of those things that's out of your control. But, I mean, it's just get better. Work on areas that I can get better. Off-speed, I think, can get better. Holding runners can get better. Just keep competing. I think that's the biggest thing.
When you look up and down this rotation, what do you think?
It's impressive. I mean, I think, personally, in my opinion, I think any one of the five guys could be a number one on any team. The competition between all of us and competitiveness, I mean, it's very high, as you know, last year. And, with James coming in and Brandon Morrow and, talking with those guys and get JJ back, I mean, it's going to be a fun year just to kind of see how it all unfolds.
Yeah, there's a lot of good arms out there. All right, we love talking hitting with you as well. Ian Kennedy had the home run last year. James Shields coming over from the American League, but I have heard him talk about it. He's talking the talk when it comes to hitting. What do you think? Have you seen James Shields hit yet, or are we too early for that?
No, we haven't started hitting yet. Okay. I mean, today was kind of the first day we got in the cage and started bunting. But, I mean, the first couple of days, it's not when you find out guys can hit and stuff. It's, you start hitting for a week or two, guys start kind of getting a little sore and get jammed. But, there'll be some big competitions and some wagers maybe thrown out on, hitting every week this year during the season.
Love it. All right, we're here early on in spring training. The hair, though, appears to be mid-season form. It's pretty much a continuation of last year. I mean, it looks really good.
Yeah, it's gotten I'm about due for a haircut. I think I'm getting one on Monday with Yonder. I started doing some lines in the head this year, a little bit different. Got to switch it up every year, keep people on their toes.
Dale Thayer, big improvement, maybe most improved hair early in spring training?
I have best hair in camp by far.
Right.
I would say Brandon Maurer, is that his name?
Yeah.
saying it right. I think he's got some great hair, but Dale, just the beard – beard hair, I mean, it's just a combo. He takes number one spot for sure.
Do you give him any tips or anything like that, or he's good?
No, I've been giving him some hair product tips. Been working on that a little bit.
Okay.
He used some today. It's mainly for whenever you throw your bullpens. You got to get a little hair product in there.
Want to look good for your bullpens. Cash, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.